Hello and welcome to the Veil and Armor podcast. This is your host, Sheila Nonato. I'm a stay-at-home mom and a freelance Catholic journalist. Seeking the guidance of the Holy Spirit and the inspiration of Our Lady, I strive to tell stories that inspire, illuminate, and enrich the lives of Catholic women to help them in living out our vocation of raising the next generation of leaders and saints.
Please join us every week on the Veil and Armor podcast, where stories come alive through a journalist's lens and mother's heart.
Welcome to episode 6 of the Veil and Armor podcast. I will talk about the recent retreat that I went on during the second last week of April. Let's start off this podcast with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I went on a silent retreat for women, the commuters edition. It was held at Kintore College, a cultural center, and a university residence for female students. It's located near the downtown campus of the University of Toronto, my former alma mater. It was like coming home to a familiar place, since this was where I came out of retirement, so to speak, after not writing frequently for a newspaper since I voluntarily left my career in journalism 12 years ago. The doctor at that time had counseled me that due to my high-risk pregnancy and my previous miscarriage, that it would be prudent to take a break and to not have as much stress as my former career would have required me to work under those circumstances. It was at Kintore where I first met Canadian podcaster, speaker, and cancer survivor Tammy Peterson. It turned out to be her first interview with a media outlet about her intention to become a Catholic, which happened this past Easter. I still give thanks to God for Mrs. Peterson's story and how it was received afterwards. It essentially went viral, as they say, and got picked up by many publications, and across the social media world, many people were sharing the story. This was how I knew the story gained a little bit of attention, is that a priest friend was in Madrid, Spain, and he sent me a message saying that somebody had emailed it to him. Thanks be to God. And that story was published in the Catholic Register newspaper in Toronto. Let's go back to the retreat. What did I learn from 3 days of a retreat where I, along with 22 other women, arrived at 9 a.m. every day and left at 5 p.m. for 2 days? And the third day, there was a shortened day, starting off with meditation, Sunday Mass, a talk, and then it ended with a meditation and then a get together and a goodbye lunch. At that retreat, it kind of hit home with me again that a retreat is an essential part of our spiritual life. It's like a spring cleaning for our soul, if you will. Given that it is spring, it's springtime, signifying a new beginning. Now, I am a big procrastinator for retreats. My husband keeps on reminding me, you should go on a retreat. Let's make it happen. And I just keep saying, you know, my main three rebuttals, I guess, are objections. Number one, the big one. I have no time. I'm busy. Everyone's busy. Who has time to take a break? Number two, it costs money. That's a big thing, especially for a family. Now that costs are up, costs of gas, food especially, owning a home. I mean, unfortunately, we live near an encampment where people, and that's the unfortunate part, is that people have no home and they have to live in the park in a tent that's probably not secure. It's not really shielded very well from the elements if it's raining very hard or if it's very cold, snowing, hail, and also the insecurity of living in an encampment where you're surrounded by people, but there's no external security to guard you. The third objection that I usually have is, I don't need it. Why do I need that? I don't need to take a break. But during the retreat, I learned three rebuttals to these top three excuses that I always use every year. Number one, I have time to go on social media. I have time to scroll, to watch certain YouTube videos, to pass time. So I do have time for some things. It's really just a matter of prioritizing them. We all don't have time in the grand scheme of things. However, we can make time for what's essential. Now, speaking of my number two excuse of cost, and money. Money is a precious commodity in general, especially if you have a family. It is very precious. So our retreat is an investment in our spiritual life. Just like a car needs gas or energy to run, so too do our souls. Ideally, a Catholic retreat will nourish your soul through lots of time with our Lord in prayer, during Holy Mass, Eucharistic adoration, confession, spiritual direction, and preferably in silence, since this is how we will hear God speak to us in the silence of our hearts. Instead of allowing our thoughts, our anxieties, our fears to overwhelm our mind and to overwhelm our prayer, we need to be silent to allow God to speak to us. My number three rebuttal to my own excuses of not needing a retreat is that we all need rest and rejuvenation and a spring cleaning for our souls. So a yearly retreat can help us begin again, as the priest had said at the final meditation. This is not the end. We are all going home to your own respective houses and workplaces, but it doesn't mean this is the end of your spiritual journey. It's just the beginning, and you can take the fruits of what you learned here and apply it in your daily life. Now, I go back to what my friend had said in her talk. Her name is Ina. She has 6 kids. And the theme of her talk was being salt and light. We have to show others the salt of our example, of each of us being the salt of the earth, meaning being a witness to be attractive to other people and giving off the flavors of the gospel of being a good witness. Now, she gave examples. How do we do this? Being charitable, being truthful, forgetting ourselves, forgiving past offenses, and saying no to temptation. And she emphasized, even with our imperfections, our mistakes, that shouldn't stop us from being better. And she recalled what the priest had said in the meditation. We see the saints as an example. The church is not a museum for saints. And this is the oft-repeated phrase, the church is not a museum for saints. It's a hospital for sinners. And as Ina was saying in the talk, our imperfections can actually make us become more like salt, be more attractive, be more relatable. And with the salt and light, you speak of the light, of the good news, of the doctrine to others. We transmit light and the teachings of Christ with people we meet, we deal with every day in our workplace, in our homes, in our families. And that doesn't mean we have to say it out loud with words all the time. A lot of the times, it is really through our witness. How can we be the light of the world? We can't give light if we don't know our Lord. We have to be close to our Lord. And so she recommended, and also the priest recommended, reading scripture. This is how we will know the word of God. And we will know and learn from Jesus' example, an example of his apostles. We have many holy men and women in the Bible, and especially in the Old Testament, we see how they have fallen into temptation, into sin, and how through God's grace, they sought repentance and turned that around to live within the light of Christ. And the last thing that my friend had recommended was praying to Our Lady, pray the rosary. Our Blessed Mother knows Jesus best. And by knowing about her, we will also know about him. And finally, she recommended we pray to the Holy Spirit. These are some of the fruits that I received from the retreat. I thank Eva, the director of Kinter College, for running a wonderful retreat and for inviting me, and also for Queenie for inviting me to the retreat. It was really what I needed. Now invite you to inquire within your parish if they have any retreats running. Perhaps there might be a retreat center near you. Perhaps there might be an online retreat. It's really worth the time and the investment to invest in your spiritual life and to help you to become closer to God. The spring cleaning of our soul lends itself to the next topic, which is cherry blossoms, because it's related to the spring that is here now, the springtime of faith, of renewal. And this is the peak time for cherry blossoms. And if you don't know cherry blossoms, they have this beautiful soft pink color. They're just beautiful to look at. Perhaps to a child, it might look like pink bubblegum hanging daintily on a tree. Cherry blossoms are a sign of spring, a new beginning, the beginning of life. And it's the same in our spiritual life. When I was at the retreat, I actually saw a book with cherry blossoms on it. It was called When the Cherry Trees Blossomed, The Expansion of Opus Dei in Japan. There was a beautiful story of a family who was not Catholic, but ended up converting to Catholicism through the witness of the Catholics whom they met. And there was one story, unfortunately, the mother was battling cancer. And she had been visited by her friends, and two of them were Catholic women. And I believe it was her son who was there with her and was asking, what is that picture? And she said, oh, that is Our Lady and Jesus, but I don't know much about them. And the son had asked where she got it from. And the Catholic friends had given her this beautiful image. And so it was, as I was saying before, sometimes it's really just the presence that is a way for us to bring the light of Christ to others, being there for the person during their darkest, most challenging times. Sometimes that is just how we can be Christ to others. And they brought Our Lady as well. They introduced the motherly love and affection of Our Lady. And that is just such a beautiful story in that book. I encourage you to read it if you have time. And I just wanted to conclude briefly, because I did say that I would talk about this book called Holiness for Housewives and Other Working Women. Another good book for spiritual reading if you're looking for one. Basically, the message is that the path to holiness, and this is also the message of Opus Dei, the path of holiness is through our vocation, whatever that is. And for my case, for other stay-at-home moms, it is through doing the dirty dishes, changing the dirty diapers, cooking dinner, cooking the meals. You do not need to find an adventurous vocation to reach heaven. You can reach heaven through where you are. And I think that's a common theme of the retreat, my friends talk, the cherry blossoms even. And the book that I just mentioned is that we don't have to travel anywhere because Jesus resides in us, especially when we receive the Eucharist. We are home with Jesus. And when we pray the rosary, we are home with Our Lady, our Blessed Mother. Our path to heaven, our path to holiness, for myself, for my vocation, my path to heaven is through my husband. And I look forward to the day when I can be reunited with two of my children, whom we lost to miscarriage. May we be reunited in heaven one day, God willing. Thank you for listening and have a blessed week. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Veil and Armor podcast.
I invite you to share this with another Catholic mom today.
Please subscribe to our podcast and YouTube channel.
And please spread the word.
Let's be brave.
Let's be bold.
And be blessed together.